Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, and of course, pastor and presidential and Constitution Party candidate, Chuck Baldwin is our guest. We got some courtside news coming up, and your phone calls in the next segment. A lot of other global and police state TSA news, but the pastor will be with us to the bottom of the hour. So again, your calls coming up in the next segment. Getting back to this new book you've got out, even if someone isn't a Christian out there and they wonder why the churches in America just support any type of illegal war, any type of torture, any type of corruption, any type of forced inoculations, it's because they've become like state-run churches like in China or Soviet Russia. And so it's important to educate pastors about what's going on. Now, continuing with Romans 13 and what it really states and what it's been turned into.
Right. Thank you very much, Alex. And Romans chapter 13, we ended the before the break in verse 1 where it says, "Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. There's no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God," and so forth. And what they do is they translate those verses into meaning that we are to submit to government no matter how evil, no matter how wicked, no matter how unconstitutional, et cetera, et cetera. And what we've done, my son is a constitutional attorney, as you know, and he and I collaborated on this book. We call it Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. And we go into the depth of the Word of God in both Testaments. We look at the scriptures, the myriad scriptures that deal with this. There's hundreds and hundreds of scriptures that deal with this subject, not just Romans chapter 13. The passage does not stand alone. We know that the scripture is to be interpreted in the light of other scripture. And so we've delved into the various scriptures. We've delved into history.
Well, the entire Bible is the prophets and people being killed for not submitting to corrupt government.
Absolutely.
And the king says, bow down to, you know, Boobelbub or whatever. And he says, no, so get into the lion's den, or I'm going to crucify you upside down, or I'm going to sell you into slavery. The whole Bible is about resisting tyranny.
Absolutely. And I make that statement in the course of my address. I preached a four-part series based on the book. And I made that very observation that if you look at biblical history, you go back to the Old Testament, even into the New, perhaps a majority, can't say that equivocally, but perhaps a majority of the stories of the Bible deal with someone resisting civil authority.
I think almost, I'd say 80%. I mean, look at John the Baptist getting his head cut off. I mean, can you think of anybody? Moses didn't do what Pharaoh said. I mean, the whole thing's a sick joke.
It's really
a joke. The entire Bible is about resisting tyranny.
Exactly right. And again, that's why I say that this book is so needful. And as you noted, every tyrant in history has used Romans 13, especially if there's a Christian people involved, to try and subjugate the folks into their wishes. Hitler did it. We know that this is a favorite passage of scripture from those who would like to, tyrannize us and to enslave us. Yet this book, Romans 13, Alex, I just don't know of anything right now that's out there. That's why we put this together. And in my frustration as a pastor for over 35 years in dealing with churches and preachers and Christian people and hearing this over and over and over again, that and the 501c3. Incorporation status. Those two things have subjugated the church to Caesar more than any two things I can think of, and that's why this book is so necessary.
Well, let's go over a few of the accounts in the Bible of people being evil and resisting murderers and tyrants, according to the modern preachers. And then let's go through some of the passages, because, I mean, there's just so many. You know, I can't even remember. You know, who will rise up for me against the wicked one? On and on and on about if you see evil being done and you don't try to resist it, then the blood's on your hands. I mean, let's go through a bunch of those verses if you've got them there in front of you, Pastor.
Sure.
On the other side, then we'll jam in some calls as well and continue with calls throughout the end of the broadcast when the pastor leaves us in T-minus 25 minutes. Stay with us.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live into hour number three, covering the incredible treason. But see how, if I'd have told you 5 years ago, hey, they're going to have a Council of 13, bills will now originate, at least on spending and cutting, but then that's pretty much the whole government. Harry Reid says it affects everything, including guns, and Larry Pratt agrees. But imagine if I'd have told you 5 years ago, they'll have a Council of 13 with the president at its head, and the bills will originate there, and there's no filibustering or amendments. And then if you don't vote for their recommendation, that's how it's worded, then they just implement whatever they want. It's like, you have free will as long as you do what I say. I mean, I can't believe it's that naked. And that it's not a bigger issue. But see, we're becoming accustomed to this. Growing up, I, like any teenager, saw a lot of racy stuff, did some wild things. And I was always taken to church when I was young, and I thought, you know, this is all just goody two-shoes. People that obsess over don't do anything bad because it leads to a lot worse stuff. And the older I've gotten, I've realized that's absolutely true. It's societies that are pious and into being focused and clean and good are not because these are wimps, ladies and gentlemen. It's because they don't want their children destroyed. It's because you, in fact, normally see very pious cultures come out of giant, murderous, long wars and corruption. And once they get out of it, they go, whoo, how did we ever get into that? Most of their family's dead. Mama, daddy, totally wiped out. Study history. And they go, we are getting ourselves in order. Okay, and that's what being straight and strong is all about. And I'm not even saying I'm perfect, but I at least know, and I'm ashamed of the bad things I do unintentionally. You know, you catch yourself saying something, doing something, and if you do the things I'm talking about, you go, Alex, you're a great guy. That's no big deal. No, it is a big deal, because little things turn into big things. And, you know, they sell evil like it's a sexy devil cheerleader, you know, like the bumper sticker, and it's fun and it's cool. Just like Madison Avenue advertises their Hollywood drugs, illegal drugs are fun. They're just advertising CIA products for you. No, it's not fun turning into a crack whore or going to prison. You know, I love the old Pinocchio, one of the only good Disney movies out there with a good message. You know, they get them to knock out some windows, drink some beer, smoke some cigars, you know, gamble, whatever, and then they turn into donkeys and get loaded on a ship to be slaves. And it's real simple, but that's how it works. They get you in peer pressure. They get you in a corrupt culture. Now, see, I'm preaching. I get a preacher on, pastor, presidential candidate, Constitution Party, Chuck Baldwin, and I start preaching and ranting. It's just that now I've studied history. Now I've learned a lot more. And I think if you just tell kids up front, yeah, you'll think it's fun, sex, drugs, things like that up front. I never really got into the drug part, but I saw it with friends. And I had friends that were looked like John Wayne football players, wealthy families, whole future ahead of them. Next time I saw them 2 years later, crackheads in South Dallas. I mean, guys that had the beauty queen. I mean, guys that had it all. Guys, we'd go out to get pizza, and women were just running up, and just zombie crackheads, prison, some of them dead years later. Now I am ranting. Going back to the pastor. Pastor, please, shotgun through Romans 13, what it really says versus the other passages and stories in the Bible.
Well, yeah, right, Alex. Thanks a lot. Yeah, you mentioned right before the break, let's talk about some of the examples in the Bible of those who resisted unlawful authority. And let's think about Daniel, one of the great stories of the Scripture. Every Sunday school boy and girl hears about Daniel and the lion's den. Well, how did he get to the lion's den? He got there because his civil authority government put him there. Well, why did they put him there? Because he resisted what they told him to do. He said no in that particular case. They said you can't pray for X amount of days publicly, and even privately. And he said, "No, I'm not going to do that. I'll open my windows. I'm going to pray like I do every day." They threw him in the lion's den. Of course, God protected him and saved him from the lion's den. But that's not the point. The point really wasn't that God saved him from the lions. The point was he was willing to go into the lion's den in defiance of his civil authority. Same book, you got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were commanded to bow down and worship the image of the state. They said, we can't do that. We'll have no other gods before us, the very first commandment. We're not going to bow to the state. The state is not our God. So they threw him in the burning fiery furnace. And again, we talk about in Sunday school that God delivered them from the burning fiery furnace. But again, that's not the point. The point is they went into the burning fiery furnace. Why did they go in? Because they defied government. They were not willing to submit their conscience to the authority of the state.
And this was the old terror of government. We're going to throw you in with starving lions if you don't do what we say. We're going to throw you into a smelting pit if you don't do what we say. I mean, the same garbage today. Go ahead.
Yeah, even the book of Judges. I mean, people read the book of Judges, whether it's Gideon or Samson or Jephthah or whoever it is. Read the entire book of Judges. What do we find? We find the people of God being tyrannized, being subjugated by some oppressive regime, and God raising up a deliverer called a judge. Sometimes they were just a common person that had no particular position or authority, but God put it on their heart to deliver their people from that tyranny that they were under. And so they rose up, God helped them, God gave them strength, and they delivered the people from this oppressive regime, whatever it might happen to be. That's the entire book of Judges.
You get to the New Testament, you come to Simon Peter, when the civil government over him said, "We command you not to speak and preach anymore in his name." And he said, "Sorry, you know, we must obey God rather than man." And they took the cat of nine tails on the back for that, went to prison for that. But they said no. They defied civil authority. The entire Bible.
Same thing with Paul. Fast forward, past 70 years later, 100 years later, being burned at the stake in the arena, being thrown to lions because they wouldn't. But it's the entire Bible, and that shows you just how deceived or openly wicked most of these little devils are up there on the pulpits. I mean, these are little demons.
Well, a lot of them have been. They have been deceived. They've been taught it in seminary or Bible college. It's the accepted doctrine to teach. They haven't thought it through. Yeah, some of them are demons. They are, but some of them are just deceived. They just don't know any better. That's what they were taught, and they haven't studied it through for themselves. And that's why Tim and I wrote the book. Tim, again, is my constitutional attorney son, and we collaborated on this book. By the way, can I get my website so people can get a hold of it?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was about to get to that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You can't get it in bookstores. It's ChuckBaldwinLive.com. That's ChuckBaldwinLive, all one word, LIVE.com. And it's very easy. You can see the links, and you can click on it, order online, et cetera. But that's why we wrote this book, is because of this indoctrination that's going on out there, and that in conjunction with the 501c3 corporation status of churches has completely neutered the pulpits. That's why they won't take a stand. And these people that are listening out there, and all denominations of people are listening right now, and you go to church on Sunday and you come back and you say to Alex on the phone, or you say to your friends, you know, "Why doesn't my preacher take a stand? Why won't he talk about this? Why doesn't he get involved in this?" This is why. This is why. The 501c3 tax-exempt status, by the way, our Liberty Fellowship here in Montana, is not a 501c3 fellowship.
By the way, didn't exist until the 50s. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the freedom of the press, on and on and on. First Amendment. They said, oh, you can still be a church that's tax exempt outside of law because we can't put a law on you. We have no jurisdiction, back to what you were talking about earlier. Or you can be a charitable organization. And the big denominations ordered all their churches to file under it. And now the charitable organization has no free speech when it doesn't get any clearer than the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or of the press or of the people to peaceably assemble. I mean, it just goes on and on. Read the First Amendment. It's all right there. And now I've had friends come to me from their Baptist churches, their Catholic churches, you name it. Mormons have sent me the letters. Where just across the board, they are told, do not even talk about politics or your views, even at church or at any church function. I mean, they're even telling now their flocks don't have free speech. I mean, these are like Soviet cults.
Yeah, the fear of losing their tax-exempt status is what's causing that. And Romans chapter 13, in the erroneous interpretation of that passage, is giving them the spiritual justification for it. That's the double tandem that is destroying America. If we could get the churches and the preachers to stand up for the biblical principles of liberty, the same kind of principles that Jonas Clark, he was the pastor of the church at Lexington on April 19, 1775, when the British troops came marching through to do two things. They were going to arrest Sam Adams and John Hancock, and they were going to seize the cache of firearms that was stored at Concord. And when they got to Lexington, it was Pastor Jonas Clark and the congregants, the male congregants of his church, that were the Minutemen that fired the shot heard round the world, and the war for independence began in the United States. And that was the kind of spirit that the Black Regiment preachers all personified back at that time. They all understood this. I mean, if we had this erroneous, fallacious interpretation of Romans 13 in the colonies, like we have today in America, we would still be a crown colony of Great Britain.
Well, that's why the social engineers 100 years ago first thing targeted the takeover of the churches and the teaching of Romans 13. I mean, they knew they had to get rid of real Christianity in this country, and they replaced it with all these gold, little shiny glitter bug people in, you know, fancy outfits with pink wigs on, acting like clowns on purpose. I mean, that is all by design, ladies and gentlemen. It was the Christians that kicked King George back to England. We'll be right back with Chuck Baldwin. Your call. Stay with us.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
By the way, I'm going to tell you more about what's happening in courtside. There's been some new developments there coming up in the next segment, but the Attorney General of the state has said preliminarily it looks like what's going on there is illegal. No kidding. Here's the headline. Arizona town declares state of emergency. Police chief takes power. Police chief, you're fired, mayor. Everybody's like, oh, we bow down to you, supreme leader. Chuck Baldwin is our guest. Look, humans haven't changed. We act the same. And if you lay down to tyranny, it is going to run over you. To the point of, in most cases, just starts killing everybody because they're like, well, no one's resisting us. Well, then kill them. I must continue to dominate. It's wicked. Jenny in Florida, you're on the air with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Go ahead. Thanks for holding. Then Ryan, Earl, Kathy, Chris, and others. Go ahead, Jenny.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome.
First of all, I want to say thank you for everything that you do or you've done.
Thank you.
But my feel is everybody is going to the bad way. Everybody is going to fix a problem that we have today. We have to fix a problem we have in the past first, and it's so much easier. And believe me, we have a very deep secret in the past. Could you follow me?
Yeah, no, I hear you. We have a deep secret in the past. Well, we're talking about how our churches have been turned into basically government arms. Do you have a question or comment for Chuck Baldwin, or what's the secret?
No, a secret. You believe or not, it may be so strange, but I decoded Leonardo da Vinci. I decoded a whole thing.
Well, listen, send me that information. That's very interesting. Send me that information at showtips@infowars.com. Thank you. I know there's supposedly a lot of stuff encoded in there, and that's a big field out there. Ryan in Texas, you're on the air with Chuck Baldwin. We got to move quick. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right, I just got a 20-second comment I want to make. When you look at the Drudge Report, they say that we're the criminals and terrorists. Well, the real criminals and terrorists are the puppets that are in the office that are voting for these unconstitutional bills. If you voted for the Patriot Act and or its renewal, criminal. The Super Congress, criminal. Banks, criminals. And see, if I steal from my company, I get fired. They steal from the country, and they're retiring. You know, there's cameras on every corner acting like I'm a criminal while they're live on camera being criminals. I don't want to wait till next November for change. We need to arrest these criminals now. We are the tireless minority, and I don't want to just impeach the president. We need to impeach all these criminals. They want a super Congress. I want a super impeachment.
Very well said. Thank you for the call, Ryan. That's a good question for you, Chuck. I'm sure you've seen Harry Reid call the Tea Partiers terrorist. The New York Times says that anybody who wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve is, quote, Hezbollah. They're rebranding and saying, we're not worried about Al-Qaeda now. And I told folks this was coming. It's particularly white males and Christians. And we've got all these White House memos about how great a terror attack would be to help them. We have Joe Biden saying the Tea Party are terrorists. They're really trial ballooning, coming after people that understand that they are the criminals.
Yeah, well, I got a little taste of that in 2008, Alex, whenever the MIAC report came out in the state of Missouri and identified myself and Ron Paul and Bob Barr by name, and of course you were on top of all that. You broke the story on that one, and that thing became a major debacle, an embarrassment for the law enforcement officials in the state of Missouri that later rescinded the report and dismissed the man that initiated it. But the damage was done, and ever since then, that has been continuing. Department of Homeland Security, through their fusion centers, continues to put out this kind of disinformation. And
well, I was about to say, MIAC was just a regurgitated ADL federal report.
That's exactly right, SPLC. And they continue. These reports continue. I promise you, everywhere you go to speak, everywhere I go to speak, and there is a report that appears in the computers of the local and county law enforcement officers alerting them to the fact that we are there identifying us as extremists, et cetera. And I'm not just saying that by hearsay. I actually saw a police computer report one time when I invited Dr. Greg Dixon to come and speak to my church, a great man of God, the former pastor of Indianapolis Baptist Temple in Indianapolis, Indiana, that was seized by the IRS, the only church in America to do so. And whenever he came to speak, Deputy Sheriff let me see the computer in his car alerting him to Dr. Dixon's presence in my church. Now, that came from DHS through the Fusion Center into the local and county law enforcement.
Oh, yeah, that's who they're watching when they get the Christmas Day underwear bomber. The government admits they got him on the plane, all staged. Amaral Alaki hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, Fox News. But I got sent a secret report from the Army that at my events for In the Fed and Ron Paul's, they have Army there. And it says, don't let them know you're Army. They'll try to kill you. I mean, they're telling the military that if you come to an end the Fed rally and we find out they're military, we're going to kill them, Pastor, like we're vampires or something.
Yeah, that's what it's come to. And again, my Romans 13 book is at Chuck Baldwin Live.
Hold on, stay there. Let's play it on the other side, do a few more minutes, and take a few more calls. Absolutely, folks. That's why we've got him here today. We'll give you his website on the other side if you want to get it and get it out to your pastor. And if your pastor reads it and still keeps going forward, get out of that church.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'm going to go quicker through your calls and recap some of the incredible news from earlier and some of the news we haven't gotten to and a little bit on Quartzsite, but I wanted Chuck Baldwin to finish plugging the name of his book, where you get it, and again, it's just like we had Sheriff Richard Mack in here last week, and we're like, go to his website, get his book. I'm not being paid to promote it. I've got him here because I believe in it. If we go wake up our sheriffs about the Constitution, wake up the pastors about their true role in history, if we go and educate our city councils, our legislatures about the Constitution, what do the globalists do? What do the feds do? I knew about this decades ago, but now I've learned they've more than tripled the number of Federal Reserve paid speakers who will be heads of city governments, corporate leaders. They're paid to go speak to high school classes. They're paid to go speak to colleges. They're paid to go to the Rotary Club. And they will pay top lawyers, famous people, and they've just got a huge army of them, to go be there, to go meet them, to go slickly sell what they're doing. So you're not going to beat the New World Order by yourself. I'm not either. But it's all of us out there waking people up everywhere. I call it evangelizing for liberty and freedom. Because believe me, the tyrants are out there selling their corruption. So again, give folks your website and the name of the book so folks can get it, Pastor.
Thank you very much, Alex. My son and I, Tim Baldwin, and he's a constitutional attorney. Of course, I've been a pastor for 35 years. We collaborated on this monumental book. It's called Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, and it's available on my website and Tim's website. My website is chuckbaldwinlive.com. That's all one word, chuckbaldwinlive.com. And there's a link right there on the front page. You see it advertised. Mm-hmm. Just click that, get it online, credit cards, et cetera. And able to pick this up, and it's it's just under 200 pages. It's chucked full of scripture references from both testaments. We have theologians, historians, and Christians from history, and their comments on what they said about this subject. And I challenge anyone to read this book and then not be convinced that we have a sacred obligation to resist evil authority. You know,
and by the way,
Benjamin Franklin said, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And he was exactly right. That is a scriptural truism, that it is an obligation of Christian people to resist evil government.
But Pastor, as you know, this is a chicken or egg situation. If you really got God in your heart, you're not going to be able to control yourself. You're going to be drawn towards confronting bullies and scum. And I think that's the issue. So I think the book should be gotten out to pastors because maybe they're ignorant and it will certainly wake some up. But also it's a test. If your pastor reads it and then argues with you about it, because I've read the Bible, I've studied history, it's just common sense. It's a no-brainer. But if they read this very well-written, well-researched historical document and they still don't listen, then you need to find a better church. And I think your book should be really a litmus test for churches. What do you say to that, Pastor Baldwin?
Oh, wow. I think, thank you, Alex. I think that's true. I couldn't tell you how many people have read the book and have called us back or written us and said, you know what, this confirmed everything that I knew in my heart was true, but I didn't know where to find it in the Bible. I didn't know where to see it in print, but now I see it. And, you know, and they have done that very thing. Now I'm looking for a church that will preach the truth relative to this vitally important subject. And I know people all over America that are doing that. So I think that is exactly, if we don't start voting with our feet, we Christians, if we don't start voting with our feet and getting out of these churches that are bringing us into bondage spiritually, politically, ethically, and every other way, and start finding true men of God out there, even if the church is a small little church with only 30 or 40 people in it, so what? Be in a church where the truth is being preached, and God will bless your family, and more than that, God will bless our nation. I could not agree more.
Yeah, we got to do it. We've turned away from the basic principles, and now look what we're getting. The Constitution, Bill of Rights goes out the door. Corruption and absolute poverty comes in. I mean, that's, it's real simple. We got to get the tyranny out of here, but we got to replace it with something. Let's go to who's up next here. I'll take a few calls, then we're going to let our guests go, and then I'll continue with calls. Earl in Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time caller. I've listened to you for a while, and I'm an admirer of Chuck Baldwin. I followed him on the Internet for a while. Lost track, though, over the last year. However, I guess this is a question I have directed to Chuck. I know your son's a constitutional lawyer, and the way I read the Constitution, there is a separation of powers, and it says that the Supreme Court is supposed to act upon the legislation that Congress passes. I know they've been out of control as well as every other branch, but is your son being a constitutional lawyer, I am asking, I suppose, with this latest legislation that has been enacted, which strips Congress of its power to introduce financial legislation.
And if they don't vote for what the supercommittee gives them, then the supercommittee can do whatever they want. It is a dictatorship of 13. It goes about 90% of the way. I will give you a constitutional answer on that. Of course, the Supreme Court should be causing a fracas over this and pointing out that it's blatantly unconstitutional. But so should the vast majority of House members of both parties that voted for it. They voted away their power. Sorry, you can't vote away our Constitution. Chuck, your comments on that.
Yeah, exactly right. And Tim's very involved in these types of things. And, of course, this one here is fraught with unconstitutionality. And I would like to think that there's going to be several constitutional attorneys and scholars that are going to come forth and fight this. I certainly hope so.
But yes, ma'am, this is brazenly unconstitutional. Any other comments?
Well, I am just asking, as a citizen who called every body that I knew yesterday and also sent emails, called congressman office and told them to vote no, is there anything else? As citizens, can we enact a class action suit against them?
Well, anything will help, because even if you don't win it, it draws attention to it. I'm telling you, resistance is victory. I appreciate your call.
Can I just say, Alex, here, go to my son's website and contact him, please. His website is libertydefenseleague.com, all one word, libertydefenseleague.com, and feel free to communicate with him and ask him these questions, and he will respond to you.
Yeah, we've got to get him back on. He's been on before. He's great. Almost better than his pop.
He is.
Using Yankee term. Let's go ahead and talk to Kathy in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, Kathy, you're on. You're up. Batter up, Kathy. Okay, let's move on. Sorry, Kathy. Oh, our phones just went down. That only happens once or twice a year. Oh, our phones just went into cardiac arrest. Okay, great. Even when I try to go to your calls. Chuck's on a different phone system. Chuck, you can still hear me, can't you?
Yeah, I can still hear you, Alex.
All right, John, when the phones are back up, let me know, and we'll just take calls from those folks, then get back on and get on air. 800-259-9031. Well, Pastor, I want to thank you for coming on, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the near future.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for letting me be on the show. Keep up the great work.
Are you kidding? Thanks for writing that book.
Well, we want to get it out, and we want people to get the message, and that we really believe that the Christian and the churches is where the real power is in this country. It's always been that way. We, the people, are the government, and we are the power in this country. And if you can get the pastors and the Christians to understand their obligation and their duties under God, and I think of that scripture verse where Jesus said, if the salt has lost its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men and cast out. And that's exactly what's happened. The church has lost its saltiness, and it's being cast out and trodden under the foot of tyranny. And Romans 13 and the misinterpretation of it is one of the biggest reasons why this book is a major, major breakthrough, I think, in helping people to have the information scripturally, historically, at their fingertips to know how to deal with that. And again, if they'll go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com, all one word, ChuckBaldwinLive.com, they can order that book.
Okay. We look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. Take care.
Thank you,
all right. There he goes. Yeah, it is important to get those type of materials out to people. And that's why this radio show exists, is a platform for information to get it out to people. And that's why when you support this broadcast and our sponsors, you support Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, countless other activists, the folks out in Quartzsite. I want to go back to your calls when the phone system comes back up for those that were holding. Kathy, Chris, Ryan, V-Man, and others, 800-259-9231, as soon as that system comes back up. But, guys, I actually printed all the Quartzsite articles. We run them into me. I forgot to grab them during that last break. But the Quartzsite Council has drawn state scrutiny. The Attorney General says that the videos they've seen, that it does look like they're having illegal meetings and doing illegal things. And now they're reviewing other videos of police chasing people with video cameras on the streets and trying to arrest them. and arresting political opponents and the state police. So, there's no doubt this is official oppression from what I've seen, and that there needs to be, you know, the state police coming in and arresting these people. But don't hold your breath. Things are going to have to get a lot uglier before that happens, because the system does not want to send a message that governments can't do whatever they want. They kind of like the idea of a police chief and the city council firing the mayor and the police. They kind of like the idea of people not having free speech. They kind of like the idea of secret meetings and committees of 13, council of 13. I mean, talk about creepy. The globalists absolutely love it. So that's the developments on that front. I've got some other news. I mean, to be quite frank with you, I'm going to be working up here until later tonight on the launch of the new news TV show. You start September 1st. You've seen some InfoWars special reports that are kind of done in the Charlie Rose style. But we've got a more highly produced, fast-paced, jam-packed, 30-minute show that we're developing that will launch, streamed at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I've already had a lot of offers from cable channels, systems in Europe, systems in England, systems in the United States. And quite frankly, I'm always so busy doing my own radio show and so busy just working on things here and doing special reports that I've had offers to put my show up live on, with a live satellite uplink. I haven't even called a lot of people back. There are some cable systems airing this show now, just grabbing it off PrisonPlanet.tv and airing it the next day. And I never even really get into that stuff or talk about it. But you can go around and look and see examples of that happening. But this new highly produced show will be a 30-minute. It's beta tested on PrisonPlanet.tv. And then you'll get special reports on PrisonPlanet.tv as well. It's your support and memberships that make it possible. But then it will expand out onto different television systems. And there'll be an announcement as well at the end that if you would like to free-to-air it, re-air it on your local AM, FM radio station, UHF, VHF, cable system, access station. It's just going to be a free-for-all, as they say. And so that's why we're developing. I've got a plan for a newspaper. And we're finally getting the employees in, finally getting them trained, finally always battening down other hatches and other problems, other things that blow up. But that's why your support of this show and our sponsors is now more important than ever. So please remember when you buy the books, the T-shirts, the videos, all of it, that makes this broadcast possible. And remember also our AM and FM affiliates to support their local sponsors as well, and to support those stations, or if you're a local sponsor, to go and sponsor the show on that local station. Speaking of sponsors, Interfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams from Natural News because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse. It's also high in naturally occurring iodine, which is really good for you with all the radiation exposure. By the way, they're reporting that there's still lethal radiation coming out of there in MSNBC and Fukushima. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238 or check them out on the web at innerfood.com. And lastly, purewaterfreedom.com, made in America, high-quality water filters, whole house, under the sink, on top of the sink, high-quality water bottles. They've got it all. Purewaterfreedom.com cuts out all the garbage, the fluoride, you name it. Take control of your water supply today. Go to purewaterfreedom.com or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to link through the banners to purewaterfreedom.com today. Callers are back. And these are callers, right, that got knocked off. Okay. Okay, Ryan is old because I wanted to go to folks that got kicked off. All right, well, whatever. Ryan in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. I was calling to try to bring up something I've seen or heard on the television the other day. They're wanting us to call our local congressman or woman to let them know that they're going to be dropping local broadcasting. Are you aware of that? Or
that big networks are going to get rid of local broadcasting altogether?
Right. That's the way I interpreted it.
Well, I know there's been a move in consolidation away from really any local programming, which is not just about profits. They've actually showed local programming, if you'll do it for a while, becomes the most profitable thing. And so, yeah, these big mega corporations, though, they run monopoly systems where they don't even really let competition get in. Some of the bigger network outfits will give you basically free advertising for a year, or, you know, 95% off until they bankrupted all the other stations, and then they're the only game in town. And I think it's wrong. I mean, I think we should go back to where, you know, one outfit shouldn't be able to own, you know, half the stations in the country. And I know that they are more and more getting away from local broadcasting. And, of course, that's the big no-no in syndicated broadcasting is to talk about that. But I don't care. I'm going to tell the truth. That's the end of it. I'm too lazy to lie. Telling the truth is super easy. I don't have to think about what I'm going to say. I mean, are you talking about radio or VHF, UHF? I know they're all moving away from it.
Right. No, I'm talking mostly. It was on television, and that's the way I interpreted it. I thought it was the television broadcasting networks that were going to be dropping local.
Oh, yeah. 10, 15 years ago, local TV station people thought they were rock stars. Now they're disheveled and can't even, you know, buy a cup of coffee. But, yeah, they're getting rid of it all. What do you think of that?
Well, I understand. I mean, I understand all that. I don't usually watch local news. I usually get it on the Internet from your show or satellite radio. But my biggest issue was rogue broadcasters, you know, being able to just tell people or advise them, you know, against maybe the major propaganda machine's direction. You know, they just get on there and say, hey, you're getting overtaken, or we are getting overstayed or whatever. And, you know, it's always good to have extra avenues to get information.
No, I agree. I'm all for local. People should support local. We'll be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey Water Filters. Or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for getting back in when our phone system went down. Welcome. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Alex Megadittos. I really appreciate what you're doing. You really inspired me to go out and do something after figuring out, you know, everything that's going on out here. But my question is, you know, I'm out there protesting, and I feel like I'm targeting, you know, the immediate target of, you know, this police state tyranny, and I'm out in front of the police station, and you know, I'm calling them Nazi thugs, and I'm equating them with the TSA, and, you know, they all been violating our rights all on the streets and everything for a long time. And I still have people that come up to me. I believe in God, you know, and I believe in what the pastor was saying, and I feel that spirit of rebellion in my heart, and it drives me to go out there and do something. And I just wanted to know, like, you know, I talked to the Cuyahoga County Sheriffs and Cleveland Police, and it just seems like they really don't care. You know, and I've called my council members, and I've called the state house and everything, and you just get the same filibuster in.
No, that's it. And again, when the police run warrantless checkpoints, when they, I've seen the video in Ohio, threaten to blow the guy's head off because he's a concealed carry guy, and they pull him over, and he says, "Officer, I have something to tell you." And he goes, "Shut up." And a minute later, he goes, "I got to tell you something. Shut up, or I'm going to beat you." And the guy's like, "Okay." And he finally gets him out of the car. He goes, "I have a concealed carry." The cop flips out and for like 10 minutes says, "I ought to murder you. I ought to blow your head off for not telling me that." And he said, "But you told me to shut up." And he's so polite. And the point is they don't even get in trouble. And then they make all the other good officers look bad because the tyrants want bad officers. But when the police act like this, they are acting like Nazis or Soviets, because that, or Guatemalan police or North Korean police. Everybody knows that in third world countries and places, the police are bad. I mean, no one denies that. Well, then our police are bad when they act like third world police. I mean, it's real simple. But then there's this attitude of never criticize cops and believe the cop shows, you know, they're all heroes. I mean, I'm sorry. Where I grew up, the cops were the drug dealers. And thank God I wasn't a drug user. I would just be at a party and here's the cops delivering drugs and I'd get out of there. But, you know, growing up in the 80s, drugs were ubiquitous. Then we moved down here to get away with it. You know, just keep moving forward, keep warning people. Ohio is, I've got a crew member, you know, lived there for a long time. It's just particularly kind of brain dead. You know, I'm not saying stupid, but just we see a lot of wild stuff up there.
I'm just wondering. I'm scared. It scares me. All of this scares me. It makes me want to do something about it. I don't want to act out violently. You know, I just don't want to do that. I don't want nobody pointing a finger at us and saying we started anything.
But well, look, at the end of the day, what's going to happen is going to happen. We just wake up as many people as you can, realize that the system knows that they've been evil, so they're trying to stonewall us, real arrogant. But in the end, they're going to fall like dominoes, and they're already falling. And if you feel alone, that's because most people are cowards and don't want to tell you what they really think. Congress doesn't have a 9% approval rating nationwide because people are completely asleep. And I hear you, V-Man, and I appreciate your call. I'd love to get to more calls, but the main transmission is over. Coming up in rebroadcast on the internet streams at Infowars.com and the free podcast you can subscribe to for free because it's free at the listen page on Infowars.com. That'll be sent out a few hours after the show, as it always is. And, of course, it's all archived at PrisonPlanet.tv. I covered the incredible Council of Supreme 13, a new form of government in the Republic, the death of the Republic if we let this go through and be continued.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.